This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump are big winners in Illinois' presidential primaries. With only nominal opposition, there never was any doubt that Biden and Trump would win their respective primaries here. Yet, there were possible signs of trouble for both. In Chicago and suburban Cook County, for example, nearly 100,000 voters cast Democratic ballots but did not choose Biden for president. And in vote-rich DuPage County, nearly 30% of Republican voters cast ballots for Trump rivals no longer in the race. The lopsided wins that Biden and Trump scored in Illinois come after each candidate last week secured enough delegates for their party's nominations. The vote count remains tight in the Democratic primary to replace Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. Eileen O'Neill Burke outspent Clayton Harris III by nearly 3-1. She held a slight lead when she addressed supporters last night.
While we cannot declare a victory yet, I know that every single assistant state's attorney, past or present, knows that feeling of pride when they stand up in court and say, I am here on behalf of the people.
O'Neill Burke ran a Law and Order campaign that won 5- and 6-figure donations from business interests, including the financial sector, upscale restaurant chain owners, and personal injury lawyers. A Chicago elections official says more than 100,000 mail-in ballots remained outstanding. The referendum known as Bring Chicago Home appears headed toward defeat, but neither side was declaring victory late into last night. At an election night watch party in the Austin neighborhood, supporters vowed to wait until every vote was counted. Alderperson Maria Haddon is one of the main sponsors of the measure. She did not say whether organizers would try again in November to put the question before voters if it fails this time.
The goal doesn't change. I don't know if the method will remain the same, right? And we'll certainly have to have time to really dig into the details and figure out what's the best strategy.
Real estate groups said the vote underscores that increasing taxes is not the way to go. Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez says he is committed to bringing in more investments to the district's bilingual education program. Martinez spoke at a community event in the Little Village neighborhood yesterday. He said he expects to see continued investments in bilingual education, with projections toward more dual language programs. However, Martinez says those investments won't come without hard decisions.
We spend a lot of money on emergency repair in buildings. We're not going to be able to have those kind of resources. We ask principals, tell us the strategies that need to be protected that you know are working. Those priorities are being protected.
There's an incremental need for bilingual resources as CPS has welcomed more than 6,000 new migrant students, mostly from Venezuela. And one more thing you should know today. The dance musical Illinois, that's with an extra E, is heading to Broadway after staging a world premiere in Chicago earlier this year. Playbill reports the Sufjan Stevens musical will transfer to Broadway's St. James Theater beginning April 24th. The musical will open in time for Tony consideration and is set to run through early August. Chicago Shakespeare Theater co-commissioned the musical. It features choreography and stage direction from New York City Ballet's Justin Peck. Today's weather, mostly clear skies with temperatures reaching the mid-30s. We're expecting the same weather patterns tomorrow. That's it for now. Later today, we break down the results from yesterday's Illinois primary election, including what's next for the Bring Chicago Home initiative. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.